conducting Harry Belafonte.
Talent Scout is one of the great entertainers of our time. And besides that, he's one of the great gentlemen of our time, and I'd like you to meet Harry Belafonte.
Harry? Wow.
Harry, we're very honored to have you on the show, and it's very nice to see you. I don't think we've ever worked together before, though I've been an admirer of yours for some time.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Jim. But I tell you, I work so much, so often, I don't know how we missed the opportunity to be together.
It's one of those things. I guess bad agency worked along the line. You've been kind of taking it easy this summer, haven't you? On a very busy schedule.
Well, yes. It's probably the first summer and the first time I've had an opportunity to take it easy. By taking it easy, sometimes I travel around the world. Taking it easy, sometimes I travel through the West Indies. But this summer, my family and I, we spent some time out in Long Island, and I spent most of the time learning how to water ski.
Oh, you just learned?
Yeah, and if anybody thought they saw the Nautilus going by, it was really me upside down.
Wasn't the Polaris submarine there. But that is a very difficult, and you just took it up this year.
Yes, I took it up because I figured that if anything should ever happen to my voice, I'd like to be able to enter the field of water skiing in the Olympics or something.
I never thought of it that way. That's good thinking. Now, you've been traveling a lot, Harry.
Well, I tell you, when I'm not doing things such as water skiing and spending that little rare moment with my family, most of my time is spent working for the Peace Corps. Mm-hmm. Or working for the State Department. Just a little over a year ago, I was most honored in having the president appoint me as cultural advisor to the Peace Corps. And in that... and in that capacity, and during the last couple of years, I spent a great deal of time traveling in many of the foreign countries, and mostly the newly formed independent countries. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Tunisia, mm-hmm. having been invited there by the Tunisian government.
That's a very interesting thing that you told me, that these nations invite the Peace Corps. In other words, it is by invitation.
That's right. At no time does the Peace Corps go into any area where they have not been officially mm-hmm. invited by that government. And when we went into Tunisia, the purpose of going there was to... We spent 4 weeks examining the cultural life of the country, the folk customs, mm-hmm. the art, and then coming home preparing a report for the Tunisian government, which then will lead to putting together a team of 7 people involved in the arts who will go back to Tunisia for the purpose of helping to develop a cultural center of the performing arts for the Tunisian
government.
Well, in other
words, but you act as an advisor toward their own culture.
That's right.
Performance.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's very interesting.
And the Americans who will go there for the purpose of assisting artists there to help develop their own theater.
Well, I think
culture.
It's a wonderful thing to bring understanding between nations through entertainment and talent, because that is a universal language.
Oh, yeah. I think that art does more to bring about understanding than almost any other phase of life or occupation. Talking about that, I would just like to say that in seeing many artists around the world, I've oftentimes wished that some of these artists could have been brought to America so that audiences here could have seen them.
Well, don't you think Telstar might do something?
Well, I think that Telstar certainly will give an opportunity for out-of-the-way countries to be able to show their cultural wares so that people in America can see them, and who would not ordinarily have an opportunity to see them.
Well, that's a wonderful job that you're doing, Harry. And now would you tell us something about the young man who is so talented that you brought here this evening?
Well, this young man, I did not have to go outside of the United States to find him. I found him right here in Washington, D.C. And before introducing him, I'd just like to say to him that this show particularly gives an opportunity that almost no other show on television gives.
Well, you're very, very nice to say that. And Harry, thank you again. And here he is, Mr. Valentine Pringle. Thank you.
Redskin soldiers. We're the first of Arkansas. We are fighting for the Union. We are fighting for the law. Brother Lincoln has spoken, and is echoing afar. And we are dreaming of. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yes, we are dreaming of. Of a hundred circling camps, they have built him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His truth is marching up in the beauty of the
about to billow.
try to remember, and if you remember, then follow, follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, the fire of September that made you mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow, follow. Be your man. Who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna kiss your pretty red lips? Who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna shoe your pretty little foot? Who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna kiss your pretty red lips, darling? Tell me, who's gonna be your man? I look down the railroad track, just as far as I could see. All I seen was a little bitty hand kept waving after me. Who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna kiss your pretty red lips, darling? Tell me, who's gonna be your man? I've been counting every tree, every railroad tie. I've been counting on you, my little darling. Love me till I die. Your man, I want to be your man. I want to kiss your pretty red lips, darling. Won't you let me be your man? Don't you eat my old true love? Don't you weep nor cry. Each click of the track tells me I'll be back very near by and by. I'm gonna be your man. I'm gonna be your man. I'm gonna kiss your pretty red lips. I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna be a man.
Hey!